black people are in the woods. They have had the worst treatment. But isn't it also possible that if the white people, the poor people, the people down in my neighborhood, the white people, those that don't work, those that are on welfare, those that have nothing, if they got together too, and you help us, we'll help you. You help us get up there. You help us get rid of some of these people that are pressing down on us.
No, I say you should be just as active in your neighborhood as we're trying as you have been in our neighborhood.
Everybody's going for something. We alone, there are too few of us. There are too many men up there with all their cop cars and everything.
That's what they're always telling you. Never let your enemy tell you how many of you there are. Never let the man that you're against form your opinions. This is the trick that's played on everyone who's oppressed. The first thing, an occupation, when you have a revolution in the country, the first thing you take over is the radio. And then you start telling the people, everybody, the war is over. And so all of them surrender. No, they believe that thing right there. And once they take that over, they start telling you where you are and where they are, and you fall right in line. It's plain thought control. The majority of the American people aren't segregationists. That the majority of the American people aren't imperialists. But the government is, the structure is, the power faction is. So, how then do all the majority go along with it? Because those who sit in power over the television, over the radio, and over the press is constantly telling those who are the masses how free they are.
Rewind!
This young lady right here.
I'd like to make a comment, Mr. Malcolm. Now, you're right, of course, the black people are in the worst. They have had the worst treatment. But isn't it also possible that if the white people, the poor people, the people down in my neighborhood, the white people, those that don't work, those that are on welfare, those that have nothing, if they got together too, and you help us, we'll help you. You help us get up there. You help us get rid of some of these people that are pressing down on us.
No, I say you should be just as active in your neighborhood as we're trying as you have been in our neighborhood.
Everybody's going for something. We alone, there are too few of us. There are too many men up there with all their cop cars and everything.
That's what they're always telling you. Never let your enemy tell you how many of you there are. Never let the man that you're against form your opinions. This is the trick that's played on everyone who's oppressed. The first thing, an occupation, when you have a revolution in the country, the first thing you take over is the radio. And then you start telling the people, everybody, the war is over. And so all of them surrender. No, they believe that thing right there. And once they take that over, they start telling you where you are and where they are, and you fall right in line. It's plain thought control. The majority of the American people aren't segregationists. That the majority of the American people aren't imperialists. But the government is, the structure is, the power faction is. So, how then do all the majority go along with it? Because those who sit in power over the television, over the radio, and over the press is constantly telling those who are the masses how free they are. And how this they are and how that they are. So a mistake is made on your part when you think that white people suffer the same as black people. Or as many Jews will say, well, we're a minority too. Or the Irish will say, well, we used to be a minority. No one's a minority like we are. They didn't need civil rights legislation to solve any other minority problem. It didn't take a civil war to solve any other minority problem. It didn't take Supreme Court decisions to solve any other minority problem or legislation. It takes none of that action to solve the minority problems of these other people. The only real minority in America is the Afro-American. Now, when white people, who are oppressed and poor, supposedly, but the poorest white person can go where the richest black person can't go. It isn't only poverty of in money that we're talking about. Poverty in spirit, poverty in freedom, poverty in equality, poverty in human dignity. This is the kind of poverty we're suffering from. So that the richest Negro in this country is still poor. When it comes to freedom, he's broke. When it comes to human dignity, he's broke. This is the kind of poverty we're talking about. So when you find white people who are poor, with all these doors that there are open to them, any door that you knock on, if you're qualified, it'll open. So when you find a poor white person, he's in bad shape.
I would like to make a few comments concerning the difference between the Black Revolution and the Negro Revolution. There's a difference. When you study the historic nature of revolutions, the motive of a revolution, the objective of a revolution, and the result of a revolution, and the methods used in a revolution, you may change words. You may devise another program. You may change your goal and you may change your mind. Look at the American Revolution in 1776. That revolution was for what? For land. How was it? Why did they want land? Independence. How was it carried out? Bloodshed.
Yeah, that's right.
Number one, it was based on land. The basis of independence. And the only way they could get it was bloodshed. The French Revolution. What was it based on? The landless against the landlord. What was it for? Land. How did they get it? Bloodshed. Was no love lost. Was no compromise. Was no negotiation. I'm telling you, you don't know what a revolution is. Because when you find out what it is, you'll get back in the alley. You'll get out of the way. The Russian Revolution. What was it based on? Land. The landless against the landlord. How did they bring it about? Bloodshed. You haven't got a revolution that doesn't involve bloodshed. And you're afraid to bleed. I said you're afraid to bleed. Long as the white man sent you to Korea, you bled. He sent you to Germany, you bled. He sent you to the South Pacific to fight the Japanese, you bled. You bleed for white people. But when it comes time to seeing your own churches being bombed and little black girls murdered, you haven't got no blood. So I cite these various revolutions, brothers and sisters, to show you, you don't have a peaceful revolution. You don't have a turn the other cheek revolution. There's no such thing as a nonviolent revolution. Only kind of revolution that's nonviolent is the Negro Revolution. The only revolution based on loving your enemy is the Negro Revolution. The only revolution in which the goal is a desegregated lunch counter, a desegregated theater, a desegregated park, and a desegregated public toilet. You can sit down next to white folks on the toilet. That's no revolution. Revolution is based on land. Land is the basis of all independence. Land is the basis of freedom, justice, and equality. The white man knows what a revolution is. How do you think he'll react to you when you learn what a real revolution is? You don't know what a revolution is. If you did, you wouldn't use that word. A revolution is bloody. Revolution is hostile. Revolution knows no compromise. Revolution overturns and destroys everything.
Revelation reveals the truth. Revelation. revolution.
Revolution.
To make a solution.
Judgment of the world, man, woman, boy, and girl.
is that the fussing and the fighting brothers. Oh, yeah, yeah. Stop the fussing and the fighting brothers. Oh, now, now. Now's the time for uniting sisters. Yeah. Love and hate can never be friends. Oh no, oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Envy no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there comes the day when you'll be breathed by the Father's hand. Leave up huge children. Oh yeah. Leave up pastor children. Yeah. My head is anointed and my cup runneth over. Yeah. Show me goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Follow I all the days of my life. Envy no one.
wanted, and my cup running over. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life.
Buzzards, everything hangs out with its own. White people, culture's different from black people. Puerto Ricans and Indonesians cannot integrate. Egyptians and Germans cannot integrate. Australians and Mexicans cannot integrate. They have different foods, they have different music, different cultures. See, you white and I'm black. If white people have a party tonight and black people have a party, the party will be 100% different. The music, I go in a white restaurant, we integrate today, white. You go in a white restaurant, you gotta look all day on the jukebox to find some music.
No. At our party, we'll have Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder.
Let me tell you now, if I go play a jukebox in a white restaurant, anybody black or tell you in here, you gotta look all over that box for some black music. Hank Snow. Johnny Cash,
Josh White, all kind
of names I ain't never heard of. You know, when that train comes around that mountain, when that train comes, and that truck driving around there. So what I'm saying is, ain't nothing wrong with that music, but that fits the white culture. You go in our joints, oh baby, don't leave. Oh, I cried all night. Who's that running out of my back door, honey? But see, those are problems. Then I go to Chinese restaurant, cling, ting, tang, tong, tong, ting. So we can't integrate.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna never have no peace. The culture, the nature's different. I don't hate you. We can eat in your restaurant. We wanna marry your women. We got your women now. It ain't nothing we can't do today. But these things the dog got. I see dogs on television eating out of the same plate with white people. I see dogs in the buses, and they do everything with the dogs. So I ain't getting nothing the dog ain't got. So really, ain't nothing in this integration. I need some land. I need some jobs. My people need jobs. We need something so we can build and do for ourselves, and we must have some land. 40 million people. You know, it's a lot of Negroes just in New York and Cleveland, Baltimore, Washington, California. It's a lot of black. Woo, that's a whole nation. 40 million, man. They don't tell you the truth about that. They want us to stop having babies. They give them birth control. They're paying black women not to have babies now.
It's 40 million, not 20 million?
Yeah, they're paying black women not to have babies now. They got all kind of plans to stop our race.
Everyone's getting into birth control.
So now, a man with my knowledge, what can you tell a man like me now? What's your suggestion? Ask your question. Okay, you talking to me, not a dumb Negro or pork chop eater, don't know the truth. I'm free now. I woke up. Now, what are you going to tell me now? I done gave you my solution, some land of my own, doing something for myself like you, England and America, do. Now, I know you're not against the black man. I know you're not against me having my land, are you? English and ruled and slaved forever for a long time. But do you still today don't want me to have my own country and build for myself and govern myself? Would you think that's bad if we thought like that? What's your solution to my problem? 1974, then you all just, some white man just flew from New York to England in an hour, less than 2 hours. You all are so progressive. You're walking around on other planets. Now, today, I'm intelligent too now. What's your suggestion? What should be my movement? Integrate?
Yeah, equal rights in a mixed society.
In this society, where you still own the government, you still own the train station, the railroad plant, the lecture plant, these television cameras, you still make all the food, you control everything, and I'm like a leech on a dog's back. All I can do is just wait for you. I can't do nothing for myself. Integrating in your society don't mean I'm doing nothing for myself. You're doing it all. I want to do something for myself. I'm tired of depending on you. You might get broke one day. Your stores might close. Your gas pumps might cut off again. I'm relying on you now. Can I have my own land and country?
Well, you've got your own freedom here, for instance. I know you're luckier than many black people in America, but you're your own
boss.
I'm
speaking for my nation. See,
I know, I appreciate
that. If I was representing just me, I wouldn't be talking like this, because I got it made. I'm talking for my brothers who's out there.
But I just don't see how, Mohammed. I don't see how you can slice up America into bits and get all the whites in one area and all the blacks in another.
Then we leave, then. We leave.
But they'd miss you.
I know it.
One last question. At the end of your life, whether it was Allah who was saying it, Elijah Muhammad, or whether it was something that someone wrote about you after you'd gone, What's the thing you would most like people to say about your life? He was a great champion, or what? What would you like people to think about you when you've gone?
I'd like for them to say he took a few cups of love. He took one tablespoon of patience, one teaspoon of generosity, one pint of kindness. He took one quart of laughter, one pinch of concern, and then he mixed willingness with happiness. He added lots of faith, and he stirred it up well. Then he spread it over a span of a lifetime, and he served it to each and every deserving person he met.
Muhammad Ali, thank you very much. All right.
This is our place under the sun. The whole thing and designate the solar system. There's a little humor invasion. My son, your son, the sun. This is our place under the sun. What is your root of standing up relevance? Of our this life become as predominantly here are the hydrocarbons. Every living organism is made of carbon. That's the human chant in the word human. The blackness of oil is fire one. The blackness of coal is heat is on. From the blackness of coal, exquisite I am. Replicated photocopies through the carbon. See the same thing on your receipt, on your check and stub. Talking period and it's the after writing dumb.
Humanity celestial, six protons, six neutrons, and six electrons. And I make them split your mental if we go win election. Each nation have a rise up, lifting the next one. All of we power from the same carbon. Every tint and every shade, all color variation. Volcano erupt, lava splash, create land. Dreams of fire flowing deep beneath the ocean. Fibonacci symbols, carbon printing everything. From the side up to the root, them where the fruit has stem from. All are we forward from the same carbon.
My son, your son, the sun. This is our place under the sun. The whole thing and designate the solar system. There's a little humor in the equation. My son, your son, my son. This is our place under the sun. What is your root of standing up relevance? I address the delusion hurting all iration that brought to tangibility and illusion. Some will see them from a place of non-existence while they carry out a purge of planet reduction. Yes, a mindset of a process of elimination involving psychology and guns. The heaviest weapon is information. Deadliest weapon is information.
Same carbon, some try to demonize your land. Like they're doing to ISIS and everything that is African. Where them show up on TV stations. Inside fear and drive more division. Poison the youths and talk about a natural selection. Nanotechnology, software injection.
My son, your son, my son. This is our place under the sun. What is your root of standing up relevance? Of our this life become
organic life, organic architecture, organic form,
have been slaving. Slave masters keep whipping my back. But I know I have one intention. That is to move to the promised land. So, hold in Mount Zion. Here I come, eh. Now, hold in Mount Zion. Here I come. I've been working from my eyes down my knees. So, oh, Jah, please hear my plea. Deliver me from the hands of all evil. For in thee do I put my trust, yeah. Now, holy Mount Zion, here I come, yeah. Now, holy Mount Zion, here I come. I'm coming with my open arms. I know you'll await me. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Africa, I feel you, yeah. Way too long, I know I've been slaving. Slave masters keep whipping my back. But I know I still have one intention. And that is moving to the promised land. So, now hold in Mount Zion. I mean, say, here I come. Now hold in Mount Zion. Now here I come. I've been working from my eyes and my knees. So, oh, Jah, please hear my plea. Deliver me from the hands of all evil. For in thee do I put my trust, you know. Holy Mount Zion. Freddy, I've come here. Now, holy Mount Zion. Now, here I come. Oh, well, holy Mount Zion. Here I come again. Now holy Mount Zion. Here I come. Come again. Holy Mount. Holy Mount Zion again. Holy Mount Zion again. Again and again.
The reason that black people are in the streets has to do with the lives they're forced to lead in this country. And they're forced to lead these lives by the indifference and the apathy and a certain kind of ignorance, a very willful ignorance, on the part of their co-citizens. Everybody knows, no matter what they do not know, they wouldn't like to be a black man in this country. They know that, and they shut their minds against the rest of it, all the implications of being a black father, or a black woman, or a black son, and all of the implications involved in a human being's endeavor to take care of his wife, to take care of his children, to raise his children to be men and women, in the teeth of a structure which is built to deny that I can be a human being or that my child can be. The great question in the country has been all the years that I've been living here, and I was born here 43 years ago, is what does a Negro want? And this question masks a terrible knowledge. I want exactly what you want. And you know what you want. I want to be left alone. I don't want any of the things that people accuse Negroes of wanting. And I don't hate you. I simply want to be able to raise my children in peace and arrive at my own maturity in my own way in peace. I don't want to be defined by you. I think that you and I might learn a great deal from each other. If you can overcome the curtain of my color, the curtain of my color is what you use to avoid facing the facts of our common history, the facts of American life. It is easy to call me a Negro or a nigger or a promising black man, but in fact, I'm a man like you. I want to live like you. This country is mine, too. I paid as much for it as you. White means that you are European still. And black means that I'm African. And we both know, we've both been here too long. You can't go back to Ireland or Poland or England, and I can't go back to Africa. And we will live here together, or we'll die here together. And it's not I am telling you. Time is telling you. You will listen or you will perish.
Sometimes they give your hand out and you get nothing in return. Some people never seem to show the gratitude, you know. But whatever happened, you don't know John is there for you. And, you know, just keep talking to him because someday you must get through. See what I mean?
So we tell you that they know people, they got that ulterior motive. Oh, what they say. And if we tell you that they need to vote, they got an ulterior motive, personality. And if we tell you that they love you, vote, they got an ulterior motive, oh, what a shame. And if we tell you that they need to vote, they got an ulterior motive, personality. Sanity, my God, some wrong by you, yeah, yeah. And though you work it so hard, they want to treat you like good too. 7 days a week, you try to make the two ends meet. It's not so sweet, still they cut their them and then skin them teeth. You wonder what the world is coming to. Kinda wants what I got to sing it to. I got 9 months there and I'm feeling the right alone. So we tell you that they love you, but they got an ulterior motive. Oh, what a shame. And then we tell you that they need you, but they got an ulterior motive, personality. So we tell you that they love you, but they got an ulterior motive. Oh, what a shame. And then we tell you that they need you, but they got an ulterior motive. Oh, yeah. I feel obliged to sing this one, dedicated to those in the audience who don't know about the only one moving under false pretense. Down the warrior and play down the fence. Carasta from right there with the true confidence. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. It's a day and day and day and day. So we tell you that they love you, but they got an ulterior motive. Oh, what a shame. And if we tell you that they love you, but they know they got that serious motive. And so we tell you that they love you, but they got an ulterior motive. Oh, what a shame. And if we tell you that they need you, but they got an ulterior motive, personality. When the combing is smooth, they will fit so much in a groove. But when the stamps start to blow up, then nobody will know you. They will run and they can't die. Go around in Carnival. They'll sit and talk and laba laba. But Jah is always your guide, remember now. So we tell you that they love you, but they got an ulterior motive. Oh, what a shame. They will tell you that they need you, but they got an ulterior motive. Personality. They will tell you that they love you, but they got an ulterior motive. Oh, what a shame. They will tell you that they need you, but they got an ulterior motive. Oh, yeah. Sanity, my God, you turn around and nip yo. I know you working so hard, they treat you like Boutu. 7 days a week, and the happy bounce it down the street. And when Babylon turn on heat, and your good friend them take retreat. So we tell you that they don't give up, they got an ulterior motive, I know. Let that be your guide.
CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and
Tell the massive empty middle that's all I had even I got. CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture. And tell the massive empty middle that's all I had even I got. 90.3 FM, it's CKUT, the culture radio station. Radio McGill, blessed love, the messenger. Take it away.
The Community Media Advocacy Center is hosting a series of consultative events titled Building an Anti-Racism Strategy for Canadian Broadcasting. Made possible with support from the Anti-Racism Action Program at Canadian Heritage, these important and timely events will help confront barriers experienced by Black, Indigenous, and people of color in the media.
Events will be hosted in Montreal, Vancouver, Halifax, Calgary, and Winnipeg, culminating in a national conference to be held at Carleton University in Ottawa. These events will host presentations and open forums to develop an anti-racism strategy that will reduce barriers to participation in media and broadcasting policymaking for racialized Canadians.
Register for free to join the event in person at UQAM on Saturday, April the 30th. Presentations start at 10 a.m.
Complete details are online at www.antiracism.media.
This is a CKT co-presentation.
One Stop Caribbean Cuisine is the place to be. The best tasting food, West Indian food. Check it out. 334 St. Jock Street. The one and only. Chef X. And the best. Everyone calling up his name, talking about him. All type of food ready right there. Fish, vegetable, oxtail, curry goat, jerk chicken. That same tasting Caribbean food in a Montreal. And then me go when me left Jamaica. Go there right now. The food delicious. Delicious. West Indian Caribbean Cuisine. I will be there. Check it out. Check it out.
Who's data? Our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Kumbit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at kumbit.org or email at info@kumbit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
I want to thank Brother Jesse Gray, for the invitation to come here this afternoon and participate in this rally, which I believe is for the good of the community, the good of the Black community. And anything that's good for the Black community, the white man should realize it is good for his community. Jesse Gray is one of the key persons in the Harlem area, primarily because he's dealing with one of the key problems, the problem of housing. It doesn't make any difference what else you have. If you don't have someplace to rest your head, you're in bad shape. Here in Harlem, the reason we say that housing is such a key problem, when you live in a poor neighborhood, you're living in an area where you have to have poor schools. When you have poor schools, you have poor teachers. When you have poor teachers, you get a poor education. And when you get a poor education, you are destined to be a poor man and a poor woman the rest of your life. Poor education, you can only work on a poor paying job. And that poor paying job enables you to live again in a poor neighborhood. So it's a very vicious cycle. And usually these bad housing conditions result from the fact, as Mr. Gray has pointed out, of absentee landlords, people who are rich and live downtown and let you and I live up here in the shack. Actually, it's a form of 20th century slavery. And what you and I have to let the man know is we are peaceful people. We are loving people. We love everybody who loves us. But we don't love anybody who doesn't love us. We're nonviolent with people who are nonviolent with us. But we are not nonviolent with anyone who is violent with us. intentions are made known, we can get to the nitty-gritty of the problem. We can get to the core of the problem. We can get to the root of the problem. And then we can correct the problem. There's been a lot of talk said recently because I was supposed to have said something about Negroes should buy rifles. White people have been buying rifles all their lives. No commotion. I see an editorial right here in a paper they call the Journal American, one that we happen to have a suit against for around $6 million for saying the wrong thing a few years ago. It says that we're supposed to be organizing some kind of Negroes to arm themselves with rifles and shotguns for self-defense. America is based upon the right of people to organize for self-defense. This is in the Constitution of the United States. You read it for yourself. Brother James had the Constitution. He brought the Constitution in with him. I don't know why. What is that? Now, what article is that? The Second Amendment to the Constitution spells out the right of people under this particular governmental system to have arms to defend themselves. All of you know I'm not an integrationist. I'm a believer in the Honorable Elijah and follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm still a Muslim. My religion is Islam. I run into some obstacles in the Nation of Islam, and I feel that I can best serve the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's purpose and program and carry into existence what I feel, I understand, concerning his objectives better on the outside than I can on the inside. And now that I have the independence of action, it's my intention to work with everybody or against everybody, whatever the case may be, to try and get some kind of immediate solution to the problems that are confronting our people. I still believe the best thing for us to do is go back home to Africa. But while we're getting ready to go back, we've got to eat now, we've got to sleep now, we have to have some clothes now, our children have to go to school, and we need some place to work. So whatever kind of action program can be devised to get us the things that are ours by right, then I'm for that kind of action no matter what the action is. I don't think when a man is being criminally treated that some criminal has the right to tell that man what tactics to use to get the criminal off his back. When a criminal starts misusing me, I am going to use whatever necessary to get that criminal off my back. And the injustice that has been inflicted upon Negroes in this country by Uncle Sam is criminal. Don't blame a cracker in Georgia for your injustices. The government is responsible for the injustices. The government can bring these injustices to halt.
The devil is a liar.
Oh yeah.
Him can't stop the soldier. So make we light up the fire.
Yeah,
them red no Jehovah. Yeah. Anthony B and Max Romeo. Two road before you, you have to know which one to go.
Right.
One take your eye and me say one take your law. So no be a pawn in the devil's show.
Satan is public enemy number one.
Public enemy, public enemy.
All the dead are alive for all the crimes and this life. Shine upon the innocent ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So every time the Rastafari born, the devil is the devil of Iran. The no man has Selassie his son. So Satan can't come close, I now sell out the most high. Every time the Rastafari born, the devil is the devil of Iran. We got no time to go and come. I heal Rastafari, I not turn the Pope's spy. So I burn Satan and Mr. Green. Yeah, cause them no got no love for the poor and the need. Imagine, baby a ball and mama can't feed. Me not tell no lie and them think they creep. So, can't find the truth if you never seek it. True love me once and me forever preach it. And I not
We sing the word of Max Romeo and Antonio.
Satan is public enemy number one.
Public enemy, public enemy.
Why did they dare alive for all the crimes on this land? Shall open the innocent ones.
Hey. Yaga yo. So never lose your hope or lose your faith. Only your love can take your true Zion days. To every man work so them get them reward. That's why we have to love your father God. Yes. Now we now worship Satan and him demon. Remember we day upon earth as free man. And every day Rastafari must be a grand. But the devil child will come from Satan's demon. Cause only one man know everything, and only one man can make life, and only one man can forgive sin. So we praise God Almighty day and night. So make we burn up every gun the devil's spell, and tell Satan to be gone back to hell. People where you eat and where you speak and where you dwell, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall tell.
Satan is public enemy number one.
Every woman turn, I be a skin of burn. It's like you them a go to school, but them now learn. Hey, Loki, let them know you come for the duty. Starting up, so
fools have you realize when you take a life, you're destroying the human race. The size of my voice can reach way up in high and low places. Cause me tired of you want. So right now me I sing from me heart. The peace are on red. Every day man and woman are dead.
Fire.
Seem like the youths are losing them.
So,
tell me, tell me what I want. Never see me safe from me band. The peace are on red. Every day another youth dead.
Fire.
Lock the door and run one of your bed.
All right, come back with talk to the youth them, and the police will well, want shoot them. Make we look for the boss, they can't grass with enough money for recruit them. Cause them a cause all of the problems. I'm telling you them, don't bother lodge them. So make we done with the crime, make we increase the pace. We no want a war, road boy and police. No take it go so far, so done with the murder. Don't make it go no further. We no want the place run like the niggle is.
The place are run red.
Never tell you take sleep, my bet. You do so much crime, think you no get kicks. But judge me, I beg you, give them 100 years. Lock them up for life because nobody
the
don't care.
Fire. Every day man and woman are dead.
Fire.
She like the youths and lose them.
So,
tell me what I want. Never see this shit from me band. The priests are on dread.
Imagine Loki, my baby mother care is sleeping. Peace, bop, bop, bop. Beer shot a bus from north to south to west to east. On a Lego beast.
Ooh, tell me, oh, you fake it. Must you not detect mine by your little brother. I the devil your father. Justice I got your pee now your color.
The place are on red.
Fire.
Every day man and woman are dead.
Fire.
Seem like the youths are losing.
Fire.
never feel the same for me band. The place I run dread.
Fire.
Every day another new day.
Fire, fire.
Lock the door and run one of your bed. Tell you, tell me what
I know for me.
Never feel the same for me band.
All right, come make we talk to the youth them. And the police will well want shoot them. Make we look for the boss, they cut the grass. With no money for report them. Cause them a cause all of the problems. Come tell you them don't bother lodge them. So make we done with the crime. Make we increase the place. No one, the place run like the middle age.
The place I run
red.
Every day, man and woman are dead.
Fire, fire.
Seem like the youths are losing them.
So,
tell me, tell me what I want. Never see this shit from me, man. The place I run red.
Fire, fire.
We want freedom by any means necessary. We want justice by any means necessary. We want equality by any means necessary. We don't feel that in 1964, living in a country that is supposedly based upon freedom and supposedly the leader of the free world, we don't think that we should have to sit around and wait for some segregationist congressmen and senators and a president from Texas in Washington, D.C. to make up their mind that our people are due now some degree of civil rights. No, we want it now, or we don't think anybody should have it.
How will passage of the bill affect job opportunities?
I don't see where job opportunities will affect, I don't see how passage of the bill will affect job opportunities for black people when there's no law now that can create opportunities in employment even for white people. The whole system in this country, the economic system, is such that jobs are scarce. Automation is limiting jobs. It's decreasing jobs. And as automation eliminates the job opportunities, legislation will not create job opportunities. All it will do is bring about friction and hostility between the two races.
How will passage of the Civil Rights Bill affect voter registration?
Anytime you have to pass a civil rights bill to make voter registration or voting opportunities increase for black people in this country, that in itself is a slap at the entire system of democracy. The only thing that will affect voter registration is when our own leaders form some kind of political education program that makes our people become more politically mature, politically alert, and aware of what their involvement and participation in politics will bring them. So it's not so much voter registration without voter education is a waste of time. Legislation will do neither.
Something got to give.
Something got to give.
Something got to give.